On the line right now is somebody we've had on the hot seat before, but this is her first appearance in her new position, and that is as the NDP's critic for agriculture and forestry for the province of Alberta, and that is Edmonton Manning MLA, Heather Sweet. Heather, great to have you back again.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's always fun to be on the hot seat.
Oh, great. Okay, so I guess the first question is, and we saw last time on Twitter you have two beautiful dogs, but we will get into them. That's important. But first off, your thoughts on the new agriculture portfolio, because I think based on our previous chat, you know what, this is an area that you do have quite a bit of knowledge in.
Yeah, actually, I love this file. I was very excited when our leader asked me if I'd be willing to take it over. Part of that is because, of course, in Edmonton Manning, I'm right on the edge of the city, so I have agriculture in my riding. I have sweet potato farmers, and I've got some local greenhouses and some veggie producers. And, of course, I've got some family background, used to be grain farmers in southern Alberta and Pinch Creek.
Okay, and also as well, I think another thing too is that we were talking about this as well, is that also, you kind of touched on it, heavily involved in potatoes as well, right?
Yeah, so my parents used to grow potatoes. I think I posted a picture the other day of...
You did?
...a joke of my mom and how she used to measure us, because she'd measure us based on how tall the fields were. But yeah, so we used to do potatoes out on our little acreage, and of course I've helped out here around here doing potato harvesting for the food bank.
Okay, wow, that's awesome. That's always great, and especially when you can give back to the community. So in tops of this, though, I mean, agriculture, it's one of those files that, you know, usually a lot of times if you look on question period, and I'm thinking in terms of, like, the optics of it, mostly it's the Minister of Health, it's the Minister of Education that usually gets a lot of those types of questions, but Minister of Agriculture doesn't really, you know, tend to get a lot of questions in the legislature, but needless to say, lots of questions, obviously, about it. What are some of the concerns or things that, like, farmers are telling you that they want you to bring forward?
Well, I think things are going to change a little bit. The agriculture minister is probably going to be getting a lot more questions now that I'm around. I mean, there's been quite a significant focus lately on the agri-stability program and the fact that right now the minister and the government of Alberta is refusing to sign on to the partnership with the federal government. So I think that's a pretty big concern for many of our producers, is that, you know, this program's being renewed as usual. And right now the ag minister is saying, well, we're not going to access it. Meanwhile, the producers are saying, well, you know, we want to have access to this program till 2023 when it expires. And in the interim, we are willing to negotiate and look at different types of terms for 2023.
All right. Now, Heather, I want to talk to you about agri-stability because I know that this is a big one. On the other day, we had Federal Minister Marie-Claude Bibeau for Federal Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Foods, and she talked about that and kind of it almost sounded like she was shaking her head in perplexment that none of the Prairie Province Ag Ministers have signed off on agri-stability. Could you first off tell us a little bit about agri-stability, and do you think that maybe Alberta's resistance to it has more to do with, like, it's the federal government, or are there legitimate questions about the program that you think are raising questions?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, there's some legitimate questions, I think, around what the formula looks like. So right now, it's at 70% coverage for farmers. The federal government wants to come back and increase it to 80% for liability costs, which, to be honest, when the Conservatives were in, it was decreased to 70%, and I think Minister Drieschen would be open to saying that he was part of that decision because he was the policy staffer working for the minister at the time. So he knows this file really very well, and I think that the issue here is that the government wants to create a made-in-Alberta solution, a provincial insurance program. And, you know, I'm not opposed to those conversations happening. I think that that's important that we do that. But right now we have a federal government with a federal program that wants to partner with the province. And I think that that needs to happen. If the minister would like to look at something different for the future, that's always a conversation that can happen with the producers. But right now the producers have been very clear that they would like this support. They would like to be able to sign on to this program. Because, again, it's also a partnership with producers. It's not just the federal and provincial government, it's also the producers, and they're willing to take on some of the financial cost. So I think that it's just a common sense solution. The fact that the three Prairie provinces are refusing to sign on, I think speaks more to politics than it does to actually working with producers and providing the support and stability that they need.
Well, okay, very interesting. Thank you for sharing that with us, because, I mean, you know, obviously there could be some decisions that are sometimes, whether we like it or not, that are influenced by political positions, and sounds like this one could be, unfortunately, caught in the middle. But for those about agri-stability, I mean, this is like kind of a newer program, and even like all 10 ag ministers around the country had input into this, so a little bit more surprising, again, considering that they were bringing some of those points to the table.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, again, it's, we need to work with the federal government when we can. And I don't think it should matter who is the government that is in power at the time with the federal government. If they are willing to provide a program that makes sense to the producers that are the ones that are accessing it, then that program should be signed on by the provinces. It is a cost share. The federal government is taking on a majority of the cost. The province does have to support a little bit. But the reality of it is it creates stability for producers, which means it also creates stability in the market. And so we know that then our food costs are stable. Because if our producers start to lose money, then obviously that cost has to be downloaded to Albertans. So this is another tool and another way to make sure that we keep life affordable for Albertans.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess in terms of any agriculture-related topics, are there any other sort of things that you'd want to bring to attention now that you're in this new critic file?
Well, I think we're going to be looking at the budget. Obviously, the budget was announced last week. Mm. There's some good things in it in regards to supporting irrigation and some of those different programs. I think what we do need to be looking at, though, is there are cuts within agriculture. And my biggest focus right now is looking at the trade and investment component. There seems to be cuts in that area around supporting agriculture to look at advertising for export and also diversifying the economy. So we want to make sure that if those cuts are happening, that that work is still being done and it's still supporting producers. And of course, we're seeing about 70 job losses within the ministry. And so I will be asking the minister where those job losses are coming from and to ensure that programs that are being delivered to Albertans are still going to be provided.
All right. And I guess before we move away from the ag questions, I guess the last one I would have is that when I was looking over at the crop report in terms of how areas did, like and the percentage of how many crops that you put in the ground were able to pull out, and northwestern Alberta for the second year in a row, although it seems improved around the rest of the province, and even in northwestern Alberta, we're feeling, our producers here, I should say, are feeling a real crunch thanks to Mother Nature at times. Do you think that there's a role that the province can play to help give those producers some more certainty, and does agri-stability even play a role in something like that?
Well, I think absolutely. I mean, we know in the Peace Country and northern Alberta that there were significant flood issues. Lots of crops you couldn't even get your machinery into because it was so muddy. I have been trying to talk to the minister about looking at some flood mitigation. There definitely needs to be some work around that in the north to start being able to produce some drainage options for farmers so that they can get that water off their field. Because you're right, in the south, they've done all right. And you know, we've seen some great turnaround on our grain crops. But in the north, if they can't get the water off the field, then they can't grow. So I would like to see the minister adopt a program that looks at the flood mitigation component. No different than how we're looking at irrigation in the south.
Okay, yeah, no, definitely in irrigation in the south. And I know we had Minister Bebo talking about that last week. And let's face it, we saw that you had mentioned last time we had you on that you took part in a potato harvest. And I thought we saw you on Twitter a couple of weeks ago getting involved in another one not too long ago. Would you say that's your favorite crop to harvest and like plant and learn about?
So the thing I like about potatoes, to be honest, it is one of my favorites. And I think it's partly just because when you can get out into the field with other people and you can be pulling potatoes, you know, social distancing right now with COVID. But it's a great social time. Obviously, the fields that I've been aren't doing the big harvest. I have been on a potato picker a few times out here in my constituency. But when you're doing the leftover crop where we're donating it to the food bank, it's fun because you're just getting a group of people out there and we're spending the day outside and pulling potatoes. If you get really good at it, you can go really fast. So it's fun.
Wow, I got to really like come and like see a video of this one time. It almost like sounds like a thing kind of like when I was in Israel one summer helping volunteer for the food bank and harvesting oranges, but you could almost like run along a line, knock a few of them off the branches, and then come back with your bucket and scoop them all up.
Yep, pretty
That's
much.
okay. Wow, sounds like a similar thing. And I know we saw it last time on Twitter. Both your puppies, your fur babies, definitely hit the heart. I'm not even going to pretend to be unbiased about that. I love the animals. How are they doing?
Oh, they're great. I mean, they want to be outside all the time. They're both Siberian Huskies, so
Aww.
Being out in the snow and playing and everything's been great. We had them in the house during the -40 during the polar vortex, just because
Smart.
they didn't even want to be out there. But yeah, they if they could just hang out and sit in the snow all day, that's their happy place for sure.
All right, awesome. Well, Heather, thank you so much for joining us on the hot seat today and look forward to having you on again in the future.
Yeah, thank you so much. You have a great day.
This is Heather Sweet. She is the NDP's critic for agriculture and forestry, MLA for Edmonton Manning, and this is another edition of The Hot Seat.